Show him today's daf yomi is brachos daf hey brachos five and today's daf yomi we are on daf hey amma beis or am 5b and we're discussing the concept of a person who gets sick or a tzaddik, a righteous person who has hardships affecting them in their life. And the Talmud has said that if a person looks through all their actions and they can't figure out what's causing it, then we could say these are Yisurin Shel Ahava, that these are afflictions of love. So the Gemara tells a couple of stories that are similar to this concept. The Gemara says that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba got sick. Ola Gabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Chavivin Alach Alecha Yisurin, do you like these Yisurin? Do you like these afflictions? Meaning, do you want these afflictions? Because one of the reasons is that the Talmud has said earlier that these afflictions can be coming to serve as an atonement for you. So are you happy about the fact that because you have these afflictions, that you're suffering in pain, you know that you're achieving atonement for your sins? So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba responded to him, Lohein v'lo scharon. No, I don't want them and I don't want their reward. Why does he use this double expression of I don't want them and I don't want their reward? So the Marsha says that, the Marsha explains as follows, that we see that some tzaddikim want the afflictions, but that's only where these afflictions don't cause them to have a loss of time from Torah study. But because Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was suffering so much, he wasn't able to study Torah study. So the afflictions of love are only when it doesn't take away from your Torah study. But if it takes away from your Torah study, then it's either coming for one of two reasons. It's either coming as a kapara, as an atonement for your sins, or else it's coming to give you more reward in the world to come. And so therefore, as a result of this, he was so weak, he wasn't able to study. So therefore, he says, Lohein v'lo schar, and he says, I don't want any of this. And that's how the Sifsei Chachamah says, Lohein, I don't want to be atoned for my sins in this matter, and lo scharan, I don't even want the fact that I'm going to get more reward in the world to come as a result of these hardships. So when Rabbi Yochanan heard this, he says, Amrei havo yadchei, he says, give me your hand. Yavle yadei, and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba gave his hand to Rabbi Yochanan, v'ukmei, and Rabbi Yochanan was able to heal him. How did he heal him? So there are a couple of theories about how he's able to heal him. So one theory is that what he did was that the Iyun Yaakov says that this is hints to the fact that the person who's sick should have their hand open to redeem himself by giving charity. And so therefore, that's what's going on here, that he gave him his hand, and as a result of this, they opened up their hands and gave charity, and they were healed. The Ben Yoyada explains that this on the basis of what Reb Chaim Vital said, that Reb Chaim Vital was a student of the Arizal, the great Kabbalist of Sfat in the 16th century. The Arizal would hold a person's hand, and he would feel the pulse of the person, just like the doctors do. And so when the person's physically sick, and so the Arizal, by doing this, would understand the person's spiritual state. And so this is how, what does it mean that Rabbi Yochanan says, give me your hand. He was able to discern the spiritual nature of this person. So then the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan himself got sick. So first we saw in this story that Rabbi Yochanan healed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Then Rabbi Yochanan himself got sick. So Rabbi Yochanan got sick, and all agabe Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina now came to visit Rabbi Yochanan. So Amrei. So Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Chavivin alecha yisurin. Do you like these afflictions?" He said, "No." Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lo hein v'lo sarin." He says, "I don't like them, and I don't like their reward." So Rabbi Chanina says to him, "Okay, give me your hand. Havli yatcha. Give me your hand." Yavle Yadei, so he gave him his hand for Ukmeh, and indeed Rabbi Yochanan was healed. So the Gemara asks the fundamental question, why did Rabbi Yochanan need Rabbi Chanina to come and heal him when Rabbi Yochanan had just healed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba himself? Ukam Rabbi Yochanan l'nafshei, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan heal himself? So the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't able to do it. Amri ein chavish matir atzmo b'beis asurim. Because even though Rabbi Yochanan was able to heal Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan needs somebody else to heal him. In this case, he needed Rabbi Chanina to heal him. And the reason is because a chavish, a person who's in captivity, is not able to heal himself or free himself from the b'beis asurim, from the prison. Somebody who's in prison, a prisoner, cannot free himself from prison. And so just like a prisoner can't free himself from prison, he needs somebody else to come along and free him. So too, somebody who's sick is not able to heal himself, but he needs somebody else to come along and heal him. And what's the reason for this? So there are different theories about what's the reason why a person who's sick themselves cannot heal himself on this basis, but he needs another tzaddik to come along and help him. And one of the theories that's put forth by the Aros Tavash is that because the Midas Adin is pressing so hard, the attribute of judgment is pressing so hard upon the person who's sick themselves, that as a result of this, their prayers are fighting hand-to-hand combat, so to speak, with the Midas Adin. And so therefore you need others to come along and request mercy and be that way be able to overcome the Midas Adin. But this is a question because we know that Rashi in his explanation in the Torah in the story of Yishmael, it says that God heard the prayers of Yishmael Ba'asher Hushem Yishmael Kimas Kohanar, that God heard the sound of the lad of Yishmael in Genesis 21:17. And Rashi there writes, Mikan Shiyafat Tfilas Achoa Alas when we Tfilas Acher Malav. From there we see Rashi says that the prayer of the sick person is better than the other people who pray for him. So we see that the sick person's prayers are the strongest. And so therefore, one of the answers to this question of Rashi is that we say that if the person is able to pray themselves, yes, then their prayers are the best. However, these Amorayim, in this case, they were so sick that they themselves couldn't even utter a prayer. They were in such a distracted state as a result of their illness. But if the person will be able to pray themselves, that's certainly the best. But if they can't pray, then that's why they ask others to pray on their behalf. And so another theory is that we don't say this concept of Ein Chavash Matir Asomim Beis Asurim with respect to prayer. With respect to prayer, a person can, it is ideal for a person to pray for themselves. But however, these instances where the Gemara is talking about here, this wasn't through prayer, but rather they were just telling the sick person that he should strengthen himself. And they were telling the person, strengthen yourself to be able to pray. And that's what they were doing. And that's what we say, that the person needs inspiration from other people. So even though a person's prayers are the best, they still need the inspiration from other people.